CityLab Daily, Imagining New York Without WeWork by CityLab.
In 2018, WeWork became the largest office tenant in New York City, and today, it holds some 8.9 million square feet of the city's office space. After a stalled-out IPO and CEO Adam Neumann's ouster, the company's sudden decline has observers wondering, what will happen to New York's real estate markets if WeWork goes under? The short answer is nothing immediately dramatic, because at its core WeWork is more an overly ambitious property management company than a disruptive tech startup, CityLab's Kristen Capps and Sarah Holder write. But the company's fate could shake up how flexible office space is designed, leased, and occupied, in New York City and beyond. Tareneg Topjian, a violence prevention initiative in Tallahassee, is also training low-income youth for jobs that contribute to the city's climate adaptation plan. Linda Poonk and Stephen Reed, the first black mayor in Montgomery, Alabama, reconcile the city's civil rights legacy and racial justice needs with its Confederate past. Brenton Mock, what we're reading what Elijah Cummings meant to Baltimore. New York lawmakers vote to close Rikers Island jail complex facing unbearable heat. Qatar has begun to air condition the outdoors. Affordable housing is disappearing. They chose rural Madera County to get away from the city. Tell your friends about the CityLab Daily. Forward this newsletter to someone who loves cities and encourage them to subscribe.